Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think I'm live. Welcome, everybody. This is Goddess Within, and my name is Valerie Elster. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me. It's my first show, so I'm very excited. And Goddess Within is a show that really looks to explore the realm of the goddess. And my goal with this show is to connect you with this energy source and talk about how you can tap into this co-creative power of the divine feminine, which we're really in this amazing time on the planet, as many of you might know. And the show is going to feature, hopefully next time, a special guest and inspired channeled messages with goddesses. So if you'd like to call in at the end of the show, we're going to have one or two people, and you can ask a question, and we'll be tapping in and seeing if there's any information for you. So I just wanted to start with giving a little background about myself. I've been in the healing arts for about 8 years as a Reiki master teacher, as well as working in the quantum as an Akashic field therapy practitioner and energy intuitive. And I've really been working with women mainly over the last 8 years. And my goal has always been to really empower women to step into their, you know, authenticity, to really, connect with that personal place. And I think that's really where women's power, you know, comes from. And so I'm really inspired by goddesses, and the inspiration for this show actually started in January. So I personally have gone through some changes just starting this year and, you know, really felt that the energies of the divine feminine are really important to tap into, and, you know, setting your intentions with this in mind is really important. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things today. And this show is inspired by Goddess Persephone, and she came in with a message for me when I set my intention for the show, and wanted to really talk about, you know, how women are portrayed in the media, and also, you know, how this divine feminine energy that we're moving into or that we're in now is affecting how, you know, women see themselves. So I invite you to chat with me live on the site or call in. I'd love to hear from you. This is an interactive show, so please do so. But I wanted to just kind of give you a little background on Goddess Persephone. She's the Greek goddess of spring, and she was really seen as this rich, fertile earth goddess and the seed that was planted in the earth so it could bloom. So I'm guessing that's why she came in, because we're moving into this spring, I guess. We're in springtime now, and this is a great time to not only bloom flowers, but also to set intentions for thoughts. And it looks like we have a couple callers, so maybe I'll just jump in and take the first caller. Sure, why not?
Hello.
Hi, is this Marilyn?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
So, do you have a question?
Well, I know we're short on time, but I would love to have a mini reading if it's not too early.
Oh, okay. I think I wanted to kind of hold readings off till the end of the show, but let me see if you have a question. I will pose it and see if there's either Goddess Persephone or another goddess wants to come in.
Oh, so sure. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My question would be, you know, anything that they want to answer to around love, work, or money. Work and money being probably my highest priority at the moment, but love's okay too.
Love's okay. Love is wonderful. I think love is what, and it is Goddess Persephone, so let me see what she wants to talk about. She's wanting you to open up to this divine feminine energy that we're talking about. And because the first step in love is really loving yourself. And so she's wanting you to look at areas in your life that you can really increase your love for you, how you take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
It does. I have been doing some activities like Louise Hay suggests looking in the mirror and saying, I love you.
Perfect.
Yourself. Yes, and, you know, nurturing, eating really good, clean foods, and, you know, just trying to get balance as, you know, as much as I can.
Wonderful. And I think balance is really important because, you know, if we're giving to ourselves first, then we actually have the energy and we're empowered to, you know, share that with others, our kids or husband or what have you. So I think it's really about what works for you and how can you really shift into, you know, your own power. And I think the time that we're in now, especially Marilyn, is, you know, it really is about stepping into what that means and how we can, you know, work with the goddesses or work with the energy on the planet now to really call in this love and call in this, you know, wonderful divine feminine energy. So she's wanting you to continue the pampering as well as seeing what areas of your life that are no longer serving you. And this could be a relationship. This could be your activities or what you're doing for a living. And so I think it's a time to look at priorities and what we really have time for and what actually, you know, is no longer serving us. So she is wanting me to share that with you. So maybe
well,
a list
I know for
or
sure
something.
My bills. I know for sure my bills aren't serving me.
Mm-hmm.
I should say finances,
but, also,
but
I think you're not alone there. I'm gonna get. Okay, so she's. We're gonna have to just a couple more seconds. Anything else? She's saying that's all from her. So
okay.
I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Well, keep listening. Bye.
I will.
Thank you. So, yeah, I think one of the things that came up through that caller is looking at what no longer serves you. And, you know, my feeling is that this is for both men and women. My hope is that men and women we'll look at divine feminine. This is just not about women, but, you know, we all have a little bit of, we have that divine feminine within us. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about before the call was, you know, goddesses started showing up for me in January, although I had had some instance of them in the past. And Gaia, Mother Gaia, was really the first one who inspired me to connect more with the earth and with this newfound energy that is pouring into the planet. And once I started, you know, communicating with her, other goddesses came in after her. So I really wanted to share my journey of what's been going on and also try to inspire others to, you know, again, step into this authentic place. But now I want to just kind of shift gears and talk about what I wanted to, you know, cover on the show, which, you know, how are women being portrayed in society? And I think we know, you know, some of the things and some of the ways women have been portrayed in an unflattering light, perhaps. And, you know, Persephone wanted to talk about exploring the media and how this has really influenced women's rights around the world. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that subject as well. See how you think women are portrayed in the media, and also talk about, you know, what is this divine shift and how this is really affecting you and the women or men in your life. So you might be asking, what is this divine feminine energy about? And what it really is, you know, women were the primary rulers thousands of years ago in very advanced cultures like Egypt and Sumeria and other places. And, you know, this energy of coexisting within nature, coexisting within the planet, is something that was very much what women brought, you know, to the table. And this new energy that is flooding the earth is really needed at this time to balance the planet. And, you know, as I said, there's divine feminine and divine masculine energy residing within you. And this has really been this dominant experience for a very long time. And the feminine has been somewhat discounted and misunderstood. And I think that's where kind of the masculine side of things dominated and moved into this ego-based kind of masculine sense, where control perhaps and power, you know, over other is kind of pervaded. And I think this has moved into the media somewhat. I just want to go to this really interesting article I found talking on the global sense of how women are viewed globally. And this article is called The Skinny on Global Body Images. And I was just interested to see how other countries look at women. And I just wanted to share a couple things. The first one was Spain. And I found it fascinating. The Spanish government measured the bodies of more than 100,000 or 10,000 women and helped to create this new guideline for the clothing industry. And what they came up with are three different sizes for women or shapes for women: hourglass, pear, and barrel. And I thought that was interesting. Women being compared to a barrel. And apparently in France, they're cracking down on skinny models who encourage extreme thinness in the modeling industry. Mauritania, they actually have wife plumping farms. So there's quite a different viewpoint, I think, of women worldwide. And it's, you know, in Mauritania, it is actually, they want women that are heavier. Italy was interesting as well. They're also looking to push guidelines on the age and weight of models and how they're portrayed in the fashion industry. You know, here in the U.S., obviously there's a lot of interesting, I think, campaigns happening. You know, I personally feel like we're moving into this more natural appearance of women and women accepting their bodies and having this confidence regardless of what their size is. And one of the main campaigns, if everyone remembers, the Dove campaign for Real Beauty was really popular in 2004. And I think that really kind of kicked off this, you know, bold vision, I guess, for, you know, having women feel better about themselves. And I think when women can have that kind of self-esteem and feel better about their bodies, then they are able to step into this divine, you know, divine place. I was just reading this study that Dove did just last year, and it revealed that only 4% of women around the world consider themselves beautiful. I mean, I find that really shocking that only 4% of women find themselves beautiful, and this really points to, you know, what has media or what has society told us and done to women? I know only 4%. Someone just texted me. I mean, that's shocking to me. And this is at an early age, 10 to 17-year-olds. And a majority of girls, 72%, said they feel tremendous pressure to be beautiful. So I think this really opens up a discussion of what really defines beauty, and, you know, how we can shift that as women. And for me, it really is about accepting who we are at our very core. Obviously, we all, you know, want to feel better about ourselves, but at what cost? Okay, it seems to be there's another caller on the line, so let's take a short break. And it looks like Kristen is ready.
Yes,
and she's
correct.
Also looking for a hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
Welcome. I want to congratulate you for the show.
Oh, thank you so much. thank you. I appreciate it.
For me, when I'm thinking about the beauty in women, and it's also in images that we have of what feminine means and what it means to be a woman, I think that right now for me it's about coming into my, you know, authentic power and what,
yes,
in the way I learn, in the way I move, and I'm not a linear thinker, and really starting,
yes,
to embrace that. And I think eventually, mm-hmm, our culture will catch on to, you know, we reward financially, you know, people who are very linear thinkers who do a lot. And I think eventually that will flip, you know,
mm-hmm,
and that people will really honor their authentic personal power as women. The other thing is this,
yes,
image, I believe, of, I guess, the mother, because I am a mother, who can do,
yes,
everything and is,
oh yeah,
busy and never has a time for herself. And I think that that comes at a great detriment. So many women are,
yes,
suffering from like cortisol-related issues because of the tremendous stress. And I think that really finding value in slowing down, and that being feminine means not doing this fast pace,
mm-hmm,
and the images of, you know, having it all together, you know, maybe doesn't mean doing everything.
I totally agree. I think that, you know, the last call of Marilyn, the message that came through for her is really speaks to what you're saying, because you have to prioritize what really works for me, what is giving me energy, and what is draining me. I think that's a really easy way. When you sit down and perhaps write a list or recall, you know, what you're giving your time to and what is serving you or what is really energizing you. So, you know, I'd like to invite everyone to do that, because you might be surprised, even if something today is serving you, it might not work for you next week. And so it's a really great exercise to focus on where is my energy going to go today, because I can only do three things, you know, as you're saying, and I'm a mom as well, so I understand where, you know, your energy goes to your children and then to you. You know, you don't have that much time for others. So I think that's really important, so thank you. I really appreciate you talking about that.
Because, oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really about society stepping up to really support women, especially mothers. And as I have a 3-year-old, so this topic is very close to me, and one I will talk about in the future, because it is something that has come through in how we support women as a society in a global way. So I could talk a lot on that, but I know, Kristen, you want a reading, so I wanted to just address that. Do you have a question for that you want to pose to Persephone? She's still here.
Yes, yes, I do. My question,
okay,
is, I'm very interested in working with the feminine and balancing feminine and masculine. And I think that
okay,
one of the things that I would like to do are doing some workshops and involved with have to do with food, image, connecting with spirit, the divine, and working with dance. And movement, and
mm-hmm,
for some reason, I feel like I'm holding back right now, and I don't know what that's about.
Okay, let me see. I think the word that's coming up is fear. And so it might be something for you to look deeper at. What is the fear that comes up when you think about doing all these amazing things?
That's always a good one to look at a little deeper.
Oh, yeah, because the fear tells us, okay, there's something that you might have to unravel at the Akashic level, which is I work in the Akashic records quite a bit. And it might be something to look at is what is holding you back, because a lot of women and men, you know, there is hesitance to step into this authentic personal power. And what I see a lot of times with, you know, with my clients is, usually fear of what others will think about us. So there's usually perhaps chatter or some type of subconscious connection to what other people will do. So there's this judgment piece that comes up. So that might be something to look into, whereas it could be something that you have. You might be judging yourself, you know, in this way, not good enough or, you know, any of those types of energies, or it might be external. So maybe pull that into meditation, because I think you meditate. I feel that you do. And see what intuitively comes to you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Looks like we have another caller. I'm just going to, before I go to that caller, I want to mention another interesting article that I read, which is actually more of an event, and it was put on by the National Organization for Women Foundation. And I thought this was so wonderful. It's called Love Your Body Day, and they launched it last October, just of last year. And I'm sorry, they didn't launch it last year. It's 14th annual Love Your Body Day. Wow, that's wonderful. And it's really a day when women of all sizes, colors, ages, and abilities come together to celebrate self-acceptance and to promote positive body image. So I just thought this was so wonderful. I had never really heard of it. So I'm excited to see that this is actually, you know, happening. And I also was interested in looking at, you know, they've used this campaign to challenge the unrealistic beauty standards and gender stereotypes promoted by the media, Hollywood and the fashion, cosmetics, and diet industries. So that's definitely a topic for a future show, because I think the idea of gender stereotypes is something to look at. You know, have we shortchanged women and men by gender stereotypes? This is what men do. This is what women do. This is what men say. This is what women say. So I think we have. And so I definitely wanted to touch on this as something to talk about in the future. But another interesting factoid in this article was that the U.S. spends over $33 billion on weight reduction programs, diet, foods, and beverages. And 50% of women say they would consider having plastic surgery. So very interesting once again. And it looks like we have another caller. So why don't we bring her on now? Her name is Alexandra. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in. How can I assist you today?
Oh, especially because it touches on a lot of the issues women are having, especially me. I've been struggling with weight all my life, it seems, you know, and then now that I'm single and trying to get dates and going on dates, it's so frightening because I feel so insecure, you know, and you just don't know. Like online dating, it's like, oh, when they're going to see you, what are they going to think?
Exactly.
So it's very hard, my gosh.
Did you want to just get a comment on that, or do you have a question?
I have a question because I've got hurt and I've been on disability for, it's going to be almost a year now, and I'm getting help to go back to school so I can actually teach the profession that I'm currently in, and I'm kind of having, well, I don't know you know, you don't know what the future holds, but the thing is, if I go to school, I'm not supposed to be working, but then I have to support myself and pay rent. So I'm like, I don't know what to do if the idea is to go back to school or actually just go find another job. I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay. Let me ask Persephone if she has any insight for you. Let's see. I'm picking up a nursing vibe. Is that something you're looking into doing?
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm feeling caretaker. Caretaker is who you really are. And so there's something about connecting with that part of you as a caretaker. And I said nursing, but I think it could be manifested in a number of ways. Just something to look at. I don't know, but that's what she's telling me, to really look inside your heart to find out what your true passion is.
Okay.
And also, most people on online dating, most men are insecure as well. So just embrace who you are, embrace the size you are today, and just work on feeling better about yourself.
Yeah, man, I'm working every day. I have
wonderful.
To, I
so listen, you're beautiful the way you are, and just know that and just connect with who you really are, authentically, because at the end of the day, people want an authentic connection, and it's really less important about your size or what you look like, but just try to connect with that part of you. You are a natural caretaker. And so explore what that's about or what you could do in that role. And we just have a few minutes left, so thank you so much, Alexandra, for calling back.
Thank you.
Or for calling
All
in.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. All right, just a few minutes left. I just wanted to talk about a couple things. Someone had sent me a note on Facebook, and it was asking, how can busy women connect with their goddess self? You know, what are some tips for busy women? So I'm going to give a couple tips or a few things that I think would be wonderful. And the first thing is, you know, just as Alexandra mentioned about body, take care of your body. You know, your body is a temple. And you want to look good. You want to feel good about it. You want to have energy. So really look at what kind of, you know, nutrition and flexibility and energy are you moving through your body. Also, educate yourself. You know, there's so much out there, and I know everybody is online and exploring. You know, find a group, a support group, and really just connect with other women. Fulfill your creative side. Really tap into what makes you wonderful and what connects you to this passion. And also, make joy and happiness the center of your world. Do something that makes you joyful and makes you happy. All right, we just have a couple minutes left, so I just wanted to say thank you so much. This has been really exciting, and, you know, thank you for joining me on my first show. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on my show, please get in touch with me. My website is ValerieElster.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. Just type in Valerie Elster, and I really look forward to connecting with you in the near future. And if you have any ideas for upcoming shows, I'd love to hear from you. All right, so 90 seconds left. So I'm just going to thank Goddess Persephone and thank the explorers for calling in, and want to just remind men, women, and everyone to connect to what's authentic. So have a great day, everybody, and thank you again for joining me.